KI News Time, 8:47 now. I have a very special guest in the studio, Mr. Dave Naves of Dave Works. He is going to help us make some money today, hopefully. It's the web delivered in plain English. Welcome to the KI Studios, Dave.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
How's it going today?
It's going good. Going good. Busy as always.
But lots of it. Well, you stay busy. It's all that content that you have to put up everywhere and help businesses and your ebook. That's pretty cool. Oh. We have a author in here today. It's a free profitable blogging and social networking. And we'll have the link online at KHI. So tell us, Dave, how do we make a lot of money doing social networking?
Right, as I posted this morning, how to make an extra $5
billion. $5 billion? I'm listening.
Plus or minus. Well, yeah, you know, with social, as I often say, these social networks are very, very powerful networks. So I thought I'd just start with saying, here's the reason why many businesses kind of fail at social networking is because they forget the type of networks they've joined, right? Most businesses are constantly in advertising mode, right? They post pushy advertising focused content and they push it in people's faces. They don't they also don't understand or nor do they believe in kind of the social paradigm, which is be social. Don't push advertisements into people's faces.
Not
on a social network. There's different networks for that, right? They also can ignore the time commitments that are really required, in this day and age that are required. If you're going to join a social network, then you have to be social. You can't forget where you're at, right? They often don't supply their teams with the correct knowledge or tools. Right. Just remember, these are social networks and most folks are there to be social. So be social. Right. Think. And this is how I try to put my clients into the right paradigm, which is just think I'm at a wedding. Right. That's a social place.
That's a good example. Fun,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be the person who starts at handing business cards to everybody sitting in the aisles. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be that guy. Don't
kinda
be that
smucky.
Just, right. That's because that's exactly what you do when you start posting your pushy call to action, all that stuff. Even, mm-hmm. People are looking at pictures of their kids and their grandkids and having fun, poking, whatever, political, all that stuff. And the second they start seeing something that looks like an advertisement, they get put off.
It's immediate turn off.
Right. And the wallets certainly aren't going to be open.
Mm-mm.
Right. When someone's being pushed at. So, if you're going to advertise, then advertise. But if you'll notice, for most of Facebook's, and this goes for all the social media, all those advertisements are pushed off to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't want to see them, right?
Right.
We talked about it last week. 96% of people are there in the middle to see that cool content, whatever they consider cool, whatever they've liked, whatever they've shared, whatever they've commented on. That's what's important to them. So don't insert yourself there and immediately alienate them. They're certainly not going to buy from you.
Right. You got to lighten up.
You have to lighten up. Yes. So if you're going to advertise, I'm not saying advertisement doesn't work, mm-hmm. but you're going to be put in that bottom 4th percentile. Mm. Right? That's just the way it works. Now, as I said last week, Google makes $60 billion on that 4%. It works.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to come to the dance, be prepared to dance. Right.
Right.
So
there's a time and place.
There's a time and place.
And hard advertising.
Exactly right. And the fact is, and here's what I've been trying to refine my little spiel to smart business owners is over the years, why wouldn't you want to insert yourself into that 96 percentile? Why wouldn't you want to get an A? Why wouldn't the return on your investment is far greater than any advertising opportunity?
Well, and the future of your business depends on it.
It does. The bar has been lifted. This is where the smart businesses are social.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about hiring a bunch of marketers. It's not about hiring smart technical people. The technical part comes. It's not even that technical. I mean, Facebook alone has over 1 billion active users.
Right.
It's not hard. But you have what you do need is you need to have the expertise of whatever you're an expert at in your particular field. Right? If you're a surfer, you're an expert at surfing, right? If you own an air conditioning business and heating and repair, then you should talk about that. Tell people and not just talk about not talk about what's important to you. Talk about what's important to your potential customers.
Mm-hmm.
Most it's pretty simple when you get out there on the web. Most people want to know how to save money, how to make money, how to, you know, keep their kids safe, all that stuff that the basic human, you know, needs, all those basic human needs are right in front of you. So get into their heads and share, like, associate yourself with whatever it is you do. Kind of like what I'm doing right now.
That's right. Right?
People would, it's important to me, like, to even do a show like this, is to be helpful. And that's one of the big secrets in making money on social networking, is just be helpful.
People, I love that radio is still a social network. We're redefining it here today.
Absolutely.
And you give a lot of these tips in your ebook, Free Profitable Blogging and Social Networking. I'm going to kind of detract from the topic at hand a little bit and ask you about this book. What made you publish this? What made you put it together and get it out there?
Oh, well, thanks for asking. Honestly, it's many of these same questions come up over and over and over the years. You know, how long I've been doing this? 22 years now. And the same questions keep popping up. So I use it as a helpful tool for people to refer to, because I know that, you know, I talk a lot during the course of my day. I exhaust myself giving away all these tips. It's also, it was to be helpful because I believe in helping and paying it forward and sharing. I believe in social networking. I really do. Even with people screaming at each other online, all the drama that happens, you know, at least we're talking. At least people
are there. And watching, looking, and watching. Participating.
Absolutely. And that's what I really like about social network. I think we could all probably do a better job of listening. Mm-hmm. You know, there are the lurkers out there that don't do anything. But if we listen a little more and try to at least post stuff in a nicer, format, I think more people would be open to receiving information. So I believe in social networking and everything that comes with it. I also have posted that ebook because it's a sales tool for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
If free goes a long way in my industry, in any industry, and people love downloading free stuff. Just like that's why, you know, Google is so incredibly powerful. Everything they do is free. We don't pay to use Google. Mm-hmm. We don't pay to use Maps. We don't pay to use Gmail, all that stuff. Yet they still make $60 billion, right? So they understand the power of creating a gigantic pie. Well, that's what I want to do with my little business, right, is create a gigantic pie. So part of it is when people download my ebook, I capture their emails. Now, every time that I do a blog post or, again, more helpful information, they get an email. So it's a way to build my business. But here's the difference. When I, you know, even when you sign up and grab the free ebook, I do ask for your email address, but I'm never going to spam you with a bunch of advertisements. All I continue to do is post helpful information, and it doesn't even always have to do with, you know, social networking or e-commerce or whatever I'm trying to sell. It often has to do with how to keep your kids safe with their smartphones.
Inclusive, right? Versus intrusive.
Very nicely, right? Said. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I associate myself with this industry, and I try to post helpful information, and the business is ancillary. And I'm saying this because everybody could, and in my opinion, should be doing this with their business. Take the web seriously. Don't just use your website as a marketing tool, right? People often just consider it a glorified business card or a brochure, when the most powerful part of having a website is the blog.
And the networking.
The networking that comes with
it. The peers and potential customers, the peers, friends. Absolutely.
Right. It becomes an asset and not a liability. Mm-hmm. And that's what I try to profess in, you know, all my little speeches and whenever I go into consultations, is your website, you should really put it to work. There is no bigger game on the planet than the web.
It's not that hard either.
It's not that hard. And all you have to know and all you have to talk about is your expertise, right? It's not hard. It's not hard to get people to talk about their business or whatever it is they're passionate about, right? The most overly used word in the English language is I, right? So that's actually another secret. If you want to make a bunch of money, start posting questions and asking people, not dumb stuff, but ask people about themselves, ask people about their business.
Participate.
Participation, right? The communication, the connection between people is far greater than any advertisement, right? So if you want smart return on your investment, invest your time. Most of the tools are free, right? On social networking, when I talk to social network, I typically talk about the big six: Google+, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Pinterest. Those are clearly the winners in their specific arenas. There's so many social networks available. I try to concentrate on the big six. And don't underestimate the power of one over the other. Use them all. There are tools, social dashboards that you can use to post to all at the same time. Mm-hmm. The most, like in future shows here, I'd really like to be able to talk about the ones that people mostly.
Lord, we have a leaf blower outside. I apologize, listeners.
keeping our sidewalks clean here at K-Hi. I'd like to talk about break down the social networks one by one over the coming weeks. A lot of people don't understand Google Plus. You know, if you have to or you have an attitude towards other social networks, I'd highly recommend that you pay attention to Google Plus. Google Plus is owned by Google. Where do you think that your social posts are going to be posted if you want to do well on the search engines, which is Google? So play with Google Plus. Twitter is often misunderstood. You know, people don't understand hashtags.
I misunderstand it.
Right. It's oftentimes it's not very visual, mm-hmm. right? Which that's why a lot of people love Facebook. And granted, Facebook has the most users. Although Google Plus is by this time, I think the beginning of next year, Google Plus is going to bypass Facebook in terms of popularity for businesses.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. They went from 50 million to 650 million users in 1 year.
Wow.
Facebook took five
to
do that when they were coming up. So, but Twitter, you know, like Twitter is a very, probably the easiest social network to convert, and here's why. It's real-time conversation. And Google has just announced in the past couple weeks that they're going to start posting Twitter feeds in their search results.
Oh, wow.
So you can shop for customers right on Twitter, but again, don't shop, don't push, don't be advertising. Connect with people, right? So if possible, I'd like to just leave the show. I think we're wrapping up here. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to leave people with just 3 points. If you want to do well and you want to make a bunch of money on social networks, A, be social. B, be transparent. And 3, be helpful. And you'll make a lot of money on social networking.
That's brilliant. Dave Naves with Dave Works. What's your website?
DaveWorks.net. And if you want to download the free ebook, you can just click on Start Here.
All right. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.